new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. We're having some technical difficulties in the studio. Greatly appreciate you guys standing by. This is the second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, June 16th, 2026 edition. I got a couple more text messages during the break. Phone number requests for laser light treatments there with Stacy over in downtown Sheboygan. 231-627-4300. Absolutely swear by it. Get a chiropractic adjustment first with Dr. Gary. They're there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday mornings in downtown Sheboygan, 323 North Main Street. Even if, like, for example, John and Julie from Bay City, you might have to leave kind of early in the morning to get up there by, let's say, 9, 9:30, 10 o'clock, but I definitely recommend that you do it. Both of you get chiropractic adjustments with Dr. Gary, then get laser light treatments with Stacy right next door. Whatever ails you, I don't care if it's your neck, your shoulders, your back, your knees, your hips, your feet, hands, whatever it is, this technology is just simply unbelievable. Highly, highly recommend it. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. You'll get two treatments for $99. Normally, they're $60 a piece. That'd be $120. So we save you roughly $21 for two treatments, and it is well worth it. You guys will not be disappointed, I promise. Want to go to Lansing right now and take a look at a poll that just came out. Actually, three of them coming out. Fresh polling numbers up to date as of this past weekend. Fresh polling from Mitchell Research and Communications has former Attorney General Mike Cox within the margin of error of the current frontrunner, U.S. Congressman John James. Mike Cox at 28% compared to James coming in at 27%, and Republican gubernatorial primary candidate businessman Perry Johnson in the hunt at 23%. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt is polling down at 4%, according to Mitchell Research and Communications. The June 11th, this past Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, June 13th, survey of 404 likely voters came as James' campaign and its super PAC that's supporting his campaign, Mission Michigan, has been basically dark on TV since May of last year. Okay. Cox has stayed on through the months. No, excuse me. No, this was written wrong. It wasn't May of last year. It was May of this past May, where James has not been on the TV. Cox has stayed on through May and so far in June, spending $3 million. Perry Johnson, the businessman, has not been off the air since February when he launched his campaign. During that time, he has spent $22.6 million so far. Well, MERS News Service reached out to the Attorney General Mike Cox for a statement about his placing in the Mitchell communications poll, Mike Cox said, Republican voters want a winner who will deliver on their promises. That's why my campaign has all the momentum in the race right now. I'm a fighter who has beaten the Democrats twice on statewide races and delivered real results for the taxpayers. Well, however, both the Perry Johnson campaign and John James supporters at Michigan's Super PAC dispute the Mitchell Research numbers, releasing their own internal polling. First, Strategic National, the consulting firm that is the advisor to the Perry Johnson campaign, they did their own poll. They have their candidate, Perry Johnson, leading at 26.5%. John James coming in second place, basically 3 points behind at 23.8. Mike Cox coming in at half that number at 12.4, and Nesbitt at 5.9. And their poll shows that 31.4% of those that were polled are still undecided. Strategic National polled 500 people from June 10th through June 14th. And they show that Perry Johnson is up in every major media market except Marquette in the UP. In that particular area, they show James very high at 47, Johnson at 16, and even in Detroit, James is at 28.3% for John James, but Perry Johnson is only 1.1%, 26.2% for Perry Johnson. 2.1%, excuse me. Well, the consultant for Perry Johnson, John Yab, said, no matter how you slice the bread, frontrunner John James is toast. We anticipate that Mike Cox and Eric Nesbitt in a four-person race for this August primary will continue to grow for their support as James continues to collapse. We still very strongly believe that Perry Johnson will win the primary and John James will end up in either third or fourth place. Well, Mitchell said he is confident in his numbers. He noted that he's not working for any campaign and that back in 2024, he was ranked the 13th most valuable pollster by ActiveVote after the 2024 election. The numbers are what the numbers are. Mitchell does not believe polling entirely by text messaging or randomly selecting a list of registered voters' cell phones and directing them to a SurveyMonkey poll. He prefers one-on-one communications, directly talking with those that he polled. Now, behind the scenes, Eric Nesbitt's camp was scratching their collective heads because according to Mitchell's crosstabs, Nesbitt is polling at 0% from West Michigan. This is his home base. Meanwhile, Cox at 90% from Wayne County. Nesbitt campaign found those results laughable. And along those lines, John Yab said, Steve used to be a good pollster and should understand that the Detroit media market and Grand Rapids market don't have the same turnout. Well, in a related story, Perry Johnson released a new personal advertisement called Family. And if you want to see it, it is on his Perry Johnson's YouTube channel. Picture of his wife and kids, his own mother. It's a very touching personal family commercial. Now, I highly recommend that you check that out. I'm going to try to click on the link during the break and see if I can copy the YouTube channel's link to that video so I can send it to you if you guys are interested. Text me real quick, yes, a Y, if you'd like me to send you this new Perry Johnson family commercial. Just send me a Y, and I'll take the time to download it during the break. Short little story about Michigan State University's presidency. Retiring Senator Gary Peters, Democrat from Oakland County, and his team credit for staying on message as the speculation in Lansing grows, connecting his name to the vacancy on the fourth floor of the Hanna Building of the Michigan State University campus in the presidential suite. How many times has he or his staff been asked, would you take it if offered? Are you laying the groundwork for the job? Have the trustees reached out to you to begin the conversation? Each inquiry has been set with this variation. I'm going to stick with the answer that I'm totally focused on serving the state of Michigan in the United States Senate right now. Senator Gary Peters is serving his last few months in the U.S. Senate. He will be out of office at the end of the year, December 31st. MERS News Service, however, has learned that if the Democratic majority trustees reach out and makes Peters an offer, that he would have interest in it and would consider it. However, it should be equally clear that he would not automatically say yes. Or as one outside source put it, it's not a foregone conclusion. Note that when he announced his decision not to seek re-election for another term in the U.S. Senate, Peter said he was not retiring, but he's looking forward to spending more time with grandchildren and a second career. It's a pretty safe assumption that there could be other suitors as well. Having a veteran United States Senator on the open job market doesn't happen very often. Ranked as the most effective bipartisan lawmaker in Congress by one group, Peters is expected to have a number of options to pick from. Final segment of hour number one. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, we're going to start this story real quick here, final segment of hour number one. Michigan Chamber of Commerce, large statewide group, saying that it's in their budget to oppose November's Constitutional Convention and that they will do whatever they need to do to keep the ConCon from passing. We would dedicate resources necessary to ensure that our voice, our viewpoints, and that of our members are heard, said Dan Papineau, the Michigan Chamber's Senior Director of Strategic Initiatives. Our budget is probably in a flux right now. However, we will do whatever we need to do, whatever we can do to represent the 5,000 Michigan businesses and employers that are part of our Michigan Chamber of Commerce, said Papineau. He spoke about the Michigan Chamber's opposition to the upcoming Constitutional Convention when speaking yesterday as a MERS Monday podcast. Just so you folks understand, every 16 years, Michigan voters are asked if a Constitutional Convention should be called to rewrite our state constitution. If approved, elections must be held within 6 months after the general election results are certified, where delegates would be elected to represent each state house and state senate district. If voters vote, decide it's time to call a convention, one would convene on the first Tuesday of October in 2027. Now, this is what happened, folks, back in the election of 1962. The voters voted to convene a ConCon, a constitutional convention. It took place the first Tuesday of October in 1963. That's the last time we've amended our state constitution. It's also the convention where we amended the state constitution to go from part-time legislature to full-time. Well, since then, Proposal 1 passed, where now we have 12 years of service for folks in the Michigan House of Representatives and or 12 years in the state Senate or any combination thereof. You might serve 4 years in the House and then 8 years in the Senate, or vice versa. Well, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is part of the Protect Michigan Constitution from Special Interests Coalition, which includes a blend of union and business organizations that often sit on opposite sides of the fence, philosophically and physically, of legislative committee rooms in Lansing. Some are Republicans, some are Democrats, some are lobbyists and special interest groups. But when asked if he's concerned about the high level distrust this year in government institutions, corporations among the citizens themselves will actually equate to a yes vote to hold a con-con, Papineau said, "That's exactly right. I'm very concerned about that." However, the constitutional conventions, the questions on the ballot proposals in years past, have consistently failed by about 70%. But I think in today's environment, that may be a completely different trend might occur. We might see more favorability towards calling for a constitutional convention. Yes, that is a very much a possibility. Some of the opposition messaging against the con-con claims that a convention could be exploited by special interests and wealthy individuals. One, for example, Republican candidate for governor, U.S. Congressman John James, said on Friday he would be a vote against holding a con-con in the November election because he isn't willing to cede our Constitution to the communist leftists from California who would be funded totally by George Soros. Well, Promote the Vote, folks, in 2022, the organization that was behind Proposal 2, requiring at least 9 days of early in-person voting, and that residents should be allowed to vote by signing an affidavit in absence of a photo ID, received more than $22.68 million in contributions during that 2022 election cycle. The Democracy Fund Voice, the Open Society Action Fund, and the 1630 Fund, all of them are 501c4 nonprofits based out of Washington, D.C., not required to publicly disclose their donors. Each contributed $650,636, $1.2 million, and $10 million to that ballot effort. Organizations and have registered lobbyists to encourage legislators to work toward putting a constitutional amendment on the ballot, which requires two-thirds support in both the Senate and the House. Papineau said, though, it's not often groups like All of Us, business organizations, Michigan chapter of the American Federation of Labor, the Michigan Education Association, the Teachers Union, and the Chamber all come together. This year we are. Wow. You can collect signatures and put stuff on ballot proposals. Let's not change the state's constitution. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
With trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction.